Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And Mary, where were you when you heard the news?
I woke up in Hawaii and I was like, wait, what? I was like,
I texted you immediately.
Is saying that Tom and Ariana broke up and it's because of Raquel. I was like, wait, I believe that they broke up, but Raquel?
Oh, I was on a walk and we were on our way back walking.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. From Diamond Head. I was in Hawaii. I had a nice 5 mile loop I was doing, really getting the exercise in. And I take my phone out to take a photo and I have a notification from TMZ.
You and found out real quick.
I literally text you, go, what is this? Like, I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, what? And so I like literally put a story up like, what? Like, allegedly this is happening. Like, what's going on? And then I post the TMZ thing. Like, I feel like it was like divine circumstances of like when I had looked at my phone, because I think it was like a literal like kind of now notification. Like, it totally just happened. And people are like, what is happening? I'm like, I don't know. And like, I was walking there. Can you just be present in the moment here? I'm like, I cannot be present. You do not understand. And then it's like, okay, so tell me why I should care. I'm like, what do you mean why you should care? Hello? This is a big deal. They've been together for over a decade. And then Raquel comes in. Raquel? And they're like, okay. And I was like, don't worry. I can't talk about this right now. I need to figure out the news. It's like, we have to go back to the hotel.
Also, I cannot believe like how many eyes are on this. It's like the world has stopped. We're on day six of this. And New York Times has written about it. It's a CNN little upper on the right-hand corner update. Yep. Like, yep. This is major news. And I've just thought about all the, like, scandals of our life of Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Jen Shah, you have the Erica Girardi.
You have arrested.
I mean, you have the original of this, which was Kristen and Tom. Like, all these things that have happened, you're so right. This is by far the biggest scandal of it all.
I mean, people are riveted by this. And I think it's also because people are being so messy about it. Kristen's talking about it. Lala's talking about it.
Jax.
Katie commented. Sheena. I mean, that's the thing. We're getting so much daily bits. We are being fed because everyone's talking and they're all talking to the press. And you know what? This comes back to Lisa Vanderpump because she has Radar Online on speed dial.
I mean, I'm honestly full at this point. Like, I texted you, I'm afraid to go to bed because of what might come out that I might miss. Like, I'm and just like,
you guys, we're going to break it down day by day by day.
We'll what get that.
We know have, so far.
We have some housekeeping stuff to get through, though. Okay. And I'm going to be honest. This is going to be a very Vanderpump focused.
It's going to be. This is the scandal.
It doesn't feel right to even be like, okay, now let's recap Summer House. It's like, cool. Yeah. Kyle and Carl, they hate each other, but they posted a thing and now Kyle and Carl are cool. Great. Don't care. Like, Kyle posted that. And I literally just wrote, not now, Kyle. You know, and then it's like, I mean, and then they're like dropping tidbits that Austin and Taylor have hooked up
or hooked up in Jamaica.
And it's like, guys, not now. I know. Give us a week. You're shooting in real time. We don't need that right now. There's not enough. Like, anytime something pops up, it's like Phaedra's definitely joining the cast of Married to Medicine. It's like, not now.
Also, I watched Married to Medicine on the way home from Hawaii.
What'd you think?
Amazing. Right? And I felt like I just jumped in. It was only, I think it was the current season, the first four episodes.
No,
and I was
go
like,
back to the first.
No, series. I understand. But I was like, I get what's going on. Yep. I was real easy to pick up on. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But love, it's like, yeah, love, it's like, love.
Beverly Hills has started shooting and they're going to Vegas. Not now.
We also, I just had a thought.
Yeah.
I don't think I should go to Hawaii anymore because in 1997, when Princess Diana passed, I was also in Hawaii.
August 31st.
Yeah, I was in Hawaii then. And now this happened. My juju might not be good in Hawaii.
It's just like we decide that we're taking a weekend off and it's like, oh, did you think that you were going to enjoy yourself? We're like,
that made my trip.
And no joke,
it made my trip memorable.
Mary, before we left, Mary was like, Courtney, you're not going to post. We're going to chill out. We're going to enjoy. And I was like, ugh. And I was already having palpitations about it because it's like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. 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 You're right. Walk away. Take some PTO from this job, you know, just chill out. And I was like, I can't.
It was really hard. We were basically on our phones like the whole day
at the pool that Friday.
But I mean, that was relaxing to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was actually happy I wasn't at work that day because I could be on my phone so much.
I mean, so this all happened that Wednesday. But thank God it didn't come out till Friday, though, because we were flying. Could you imagine landing in freaking Oahu and having this happen? Okay, but let's backtrack a little bit more. Okay, we're going to get into this, obviously. So how was your Hawaii trip?
Could have stayed a couple extra days. Yeah. It was fast and furious. Mm-hmm. I feel like we had such a good time at the wedding the night before. I mean, Kelly O'Brien's a great bar.
Mary found the one Irish bar.
I was like, guys, we're going to Kelly O'Brien's. It's going to be a blast. Did you have a blast?
I didn't want to leave.
They had a great 90s cover band. Yeah. A band, maybe two people were in the band, but
you could be a band.
You could be a band of two people. Yeah. I had a blast. Did we get escorted home by the bride's father that night? Sure. Yeah.
Not because we were too drunk. He just he was worried about the gangs.
Also, yeah, we were with other guys that could have escorted us.
You know what? Safety first, though. Loved it. Yeah.
And what were the highlights for you? You like went to Pearl Harbor. Oh, you went to hiked and biked. I stayed at the Sheraton Waikiki basically the whole time and went in the ocean a few times. I saw three sea turtles as well.
Yeah. I mean, I did a lot. It was fun, though. We had lucked out on the weather because it was supposed to be raining while there. I was in the wedding, so I had like less time to do. I was pretty busy the day of, but it was, you know what? Five stars.
Beautiful,
would go again.
Beautiful venue. It's where Jurassic Park was filmed.
Kualoa Ranch. Yeah. It was actually funny because somebody DM'd one of the other bridesmaids and was like, hey, I think you're at the same wedding as the two judgy girls because we had posted a story from there. And she's like, her dress color looks really similar to Courtney's. And like, turns out we were there, you know? And it's also funny because like, there are a couple like TJG, like who knew about TJG at the wedding too. So like, the Scandoval was like that. Oh, I mean, the bride literally the bride texted us that morning, like the bridal party, and just said, good morning to everyone but Tom Sandoval. I mean, it ran rampant. If I had to give a speech, I would have worked it in somehow. But it was great. I mean, I'm sad to be back, but
it was hard to come back.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. And catching up, I took yesterday off just to kind of catch up on everything and watch all the shows. And I have to be honest, you guys, I don't even know what I watched because I was so consumed with this.
I agree. I couldn't enjoy Winter House. I just saw Kyle keep on walking out.
It wasn't even winter. It was summer.
That's right. Oh, and speaking of that, we can kind of... Toms are not on Winter House 3
They're cut now. They're cut.
It's interesting that we have... the only person we haven't heard from is Tom Schwartzy.
Well, Tom Schwartz did post a story the day that it got released with the picture. I've asked my Magic 8-Ball if today would be a chill day. And it was like, outlook not so good. But then he deleted it.
But that has been really his only comment.
Yeah.
Lala is on.
We'll get into it. Let's finish up our housekeeping stuff so that we can talk. Because I want to talk, because this is also coming at a bad time, because it's March Madness time, okay? It's March Madness. And I am upset. I'm upset because our podcast last week aged like milk, where I said I thought this could be Tom Sandoval's year. And now I don't even know who that person is, both me and
Will him. He make the bracket?
I am so curious. A lot of people are saying, don't put him in. Don't put him in. But look,
it's your choice.
You guys are the ones voting. So let's talk about what's happening. OK, so Thursday and Friday of this week, a.k.a. tomorrow, which probably a lot of you are going to be listening to this. So let's just act like it's Thursday. So today and tomorrow, you're going to vote for who makes the top 64. The way it works is we have all the men listed in a Google form. You're going to pick your top 20 men from that. OK, based on that, it's going to rank the men to us of a 1 to 64. So that's going to be how we seed them. You can vote as many times as you'd like. You can vote 20. You can vote 19. You can't vote 21. Okay. It'll literally stop you.
Price is right. Price is right.
So feel free to vote as many times as you want for which men you want to make it. If you don't want Tom Sandoval, don't vote for him. If you don't want Juan Dixon, don't vote for him.
I feel like Juan's going to make it, but Tom's not.
Juan's going to be low ranked.
Yeah.
Tom's not going to make it. Or Tom will be like a 16 seed because people want him to make it just to not vote for him in the full bracket.
I think you also made it very clear about how if you haven't been on the show for 5 years, you're out. You're obviously out. And you, we obviously retired those five men. Once again, Mauricio, Bo, Andrea, Luke, and Carl.
Yeah, retired. So they're in the Hot Hall of Fame. So they'll have their own bracket. The hotties have their own bracket that have already won, okay? So don't come at us, though, when, like, somebody like Shane Keough isn't on the list. We know he's hot. He's not been on the show for a while. We also remove, like, people.
He hasn't been on the show since he was 18, okay? That was 18 years ago.
He's been off the show longer than the age he was on the show, basically, you know? Like, or people that was, like, Bolo, okay? Like, Bolo was great 2 seasons ago. He's not part of it anymore, right? We got to get
present. We have to be present.
So a lot of it's,
the hottest man of 2023.
Exactly. So don't come at us. I've also put a question box too, just to make sure. I'm going to go over it tonight. So it's irrelevant of me saying it today for tomorrow. But like, we've done our best to get the men there. We're only
Courtney
human,
has
though.
Done her best.
Okay.
True. I'm the double checker.
She is the double checker. But so we have it for you. So you're going to vote. Then Sunday is Selection Sunday. It'll happen during the afternoon that we will go live and we will reveal who the men are. We don't have a time set. Look, don't put us on a deadline, okay? We will put a countdown up on the IG. We will let you know when it's happening. It'll be there. We'll save it for after. And then next week,
2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah, like a nice afternoon, you know, we have a casual
morning. Have a glass of wine. Yeah.
If you need
get your workout in.
Yeah. Do the walk. Get a gummy. Good lunch. Have a brunch. And then you know what? Casual. And that's a 2 to 3 on the West Coast. So you know what? You can enjoy your evening, order some DoorDash, some Postmates, get a pizza, do whatever it is you need to do to be in your space for the March Madness. Then after that, we will put together the bracket for you. Our podcast next week will be breaking down the seeding, breaking down the men who've made it. And then Thursday, a week from tomorrow, or if you're listening on Thursday, a week from today, you will be voting and the voting will start. So next week, it will be your job after the brackets have happened to go to these men, to the housewives, to their partners, whoever it is, to collect and get them to send us photos of what they'd like us to use in March Madness.
And we love when you guys, you know, I like the bets. We like to see the bets. We like a competition. Mm-hmm. Please tag us in your brackets. Mm-hmm. Like to see who you think is going to win it all. I'm going to say right now it's going to go to Andy Cohen.
I kind of agree with you. I think Andy's going to go pretty far. And like, look, if he won and somehow got us to be Watch What Happens Live bartenders, we're not going to hate on that.
I mean, if he would like the award in person, sure.
We could create one for him
to New York, you know, like that's fine by me.
We're fine with that. You know, I mean, I don't know. Could Craig, like Craig, he hasn't been on for a little bit. Could he get further? Is it Frankie Catania Jr.'s year? He usually gets into the top four, top two. You know, there's a lot of possibilities.
I could see it, a Frankie Catania. Why isn't he on Jersey more? Why aren't we seeing that face more? I mean,
I like what we see, though.
Just enough.
He's breadcrumbing us, you know?
Who will go farther this year? Paul or Frank Sr.?
Paul. I think Paul.
Ow. Ow.
You love Paul.
Ow. I don't know him that well yet.
But he's a nice Irish man.
I mean, he has potential for me, but
yeah. I mean, we'll break it all down next week once we see who makes it. But I'll be curious too, because I feel like there's always a couple of upsets of like people who don't make it. Like I'm hoping that Russell Gertie's husband from Miami, I hope he goes far.
That'd be fantastic.
I hope that Eddie Osefo goes far. Happy Eddie. And you know, Eddie. I hope Chris Bassett makes it this time, because if you recall, Candace once tweeted who made this competition and didn't include Chris. And I was like, it's not our fault, Candace, that people didn't vote for him. So maybe this is a way to redeem him, since Giselle and that piss poor performance at the reunion.
He kind of had a good season.
He did. I'm saying Giselle.
Yeah, no.
It was like such bullshit when he was like literally saying like, you kind of are trying to ruin my life with baseless bullshit. And she's like, what we're not gonna do is curse at me. It's like, hey Giselle, shut the fuck up.
I was disappointed. I don't know, maybe I was just so consumed, but we know that Robin doesn't have a prenup. It's 50-50. She basically is pretending like Juan didn't have an affair, and that he just out of the kindness of his heart, because he's never talked to this woman and she couldn't pay for her hotel, decided to pay for it, but never went in the room or anything like that.
He can't even show up to film with Robin, but he's going to cart his ass to Georgetown and pay for a hotel room. It's like, I mean, Robin, I still want to see the license, the marriage license. I don't believe it. There's also rumors going around that Jacqueline has been promoted to full-time and Robin's been demoted to friend of.
Ooh, I could see the Jacqueline going full-time thing. Also, Mia is just like such a liar.
What did she even have in that? What did she even have in that bedazzled box? I think they were just literally, they were pieces of paper that she had taken from the printer and just threw them in there. She's like, I'll show you. It's like, will you?
I don't want to go that low.
Yeah, you're a liar. You are a liar. I just, you know, I love
when they go low, we get our jeweled box out and don't actually pull anything out of it.
When they go low, we make up lies. We're big old lies. And what else? Give me a 30-second jersey.
Oh, I'm into Jen Fessler this week. I love all the noobsies. Did I feel like I was watching Jersey Shore 100%. Elevated?
Yes,
but I was okay with that too. You know, it is kind of more like the family vacation, but I think that's like why I like Jersey. I
It's all family. It's like a familial type of
Louis,
you know.
Louis growing on me too.
I can't believe I felt like it was Louis.
Really sweet of him to give her points, tips, and she is actually listening to him and opening, trying to.
I want Melissa and Joe off the show. We don't need them.
I thought it was brave of Melissa to go there alone.
Okay, I'm going to say this. What is complete bullshit to me, though, is when they're like, you're our chosen family. She's like, wow, ouch. Mm. She's like, literally everybody in the room is chosen family. Your brother decided not to go. If he was there, he would be part of that chosen family. Like, that wasn't a dig.
Yeah.
They just are trying to find anything. And then it's like, Joe, you're the one deciding not to do this, and then we have to feel bad for you?
Joe really has, like, dug his own hole, you know? Like, the audience
6 feet under, baby.
Not receiving this. And we know in present time, they're still not talking. Like, are we going to make amends at the reunion? Doubtful.
I bet they will. I bet Joe and Melissa.
Because that's the only way that Joe and Melissa are really going to be saved. But they always make amends on the reunion. Like, they're going to do better. Da, 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 da. And it's like, it is kind of interesting, though, that as soon as she did meet Louis, then their relationship got weird again. But I don't think it is Louis.
I think it's there's something about the fact that Joe Gorga was the man in Teresa's life in a sense.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, she probably relied on him to kind of do these quote unquote man things for her. And, you know, she didn't have her dad anymore. So Joe really kind of ended up. And then it was like, yeah, when you get in a relationship, this is the same thing with Carl and Lindsay. Let's be real. It's like when you get in a relationship, a lot of these stronger relationships you have start not weaken in a sense, but you're just not as present there because you're focusing your time and energy to cultivate this other relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like somebody
your relationships change
100%. So it's, but I always think that there's always underlying with Joe and Melissa, like the way for them to stay on the show is just to have to be cool with everybody else but except for Teresa. And like, and let's be real, how much Teresa is to the show is Jen Fessler tells Jen Aiden to leave, which, guys, I'm still out. I still don't know that I like Jen Fessler, but tells Jen Aiden to leave. And Teresa's like, okay, I'm going to go too. And guess what? That scene ended right there.
I am so sick of Jennifer Aiden, though. She's disgusting. And who? I don't think the other girl has a bad nose job.
No, it's cute. Well, it's also like, Jen, your noses are very similar.
Well, she's not unhappy with hers. So I'm like, were you, I was confused at first if you were calling to say who did your nose because maybe he could fix mine. But no, she was saying we both have bad noses. Like maybe we can get a 2-for-1 job to fix them together, you know?
Well, I also, I'm really not liking Marge either, though.
I'm worried about Marge.
Marge now, is on Watch What Happens Live. And she basically admitted that she's doing some sort of form of Ozempic. It's a quote-unquote cocktail that her doctor does. I mean, Andy, shaded her twice, like said, like, you're just so skinny. How?
I mean, everyone's on Ozempic.
No, I know, but I'm just thinking, I just, like, find it, like, very fun. And I feel like her and Jen Aiden are actually a lot more alike than they are different. And so it's like,
what do you think about the whole comment of, like, you get a ball player to Melissa?
Well, she's, oh, it's because she looks like J-Lo. And if J-Lo can get A-Rod, then, you know, and I'm like,
Okay. I feel like I get in a lot of trouble like Marge, you know?
No. I mean, you get in trouble, but you don't have anybody in Tenafly, so I think you'll be okay for a little bit. But Tiburon, Tenafly and Tiburon might be your version of
Tenafly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take anything else to say. I think we just, I can't focus on these other things.
Oh, well, I do think it's important to acknowledge the Taylor Austin situation. I'm okay with it. I think they'd make a great couple.
They're a way better match. I agree.
I also feel like Shep would be like, I'm happy for you guys. Or do you think he'll be mad?
Shep needed to move on. Shep needed to move on first. So if Shep has found like someone to.
No, but he chose not to be with Taylor. Like,
I know, but I think he needs to be in the better place. Like, I think Austin and Taylor make way more sense. And it's just, again, this is like, and this is something I say about Vanderpump too.
Olivia cares?
I think, I've noticed that Olivia. They don't post a lot. They don't put, like, Olivia and Taylor were good friends. And now I know that they don't post a lot. And her brother passed away.
Right. I'm very curious about that.
There's a lot of things going on. I again, though, there are more people than who are on your show.
And I think with that, we should take a quick break and then come break down the Scandoval.
Yes.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. Always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from three birthdays and two Christmases ago, pairs from five different brands with five different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, we are back, you guys. You know, this news broke on Friday.
It happened on Wednesday. So I think we should kind of, everybody seems to kind of know the story. So, excuse me. I think maybe we kind of start with like this timeline of when it supposedly started. And then, you know, let's chronologically go if you're, okay, if you're feeling good. So April 2022 is Coachella. I see Tom and Ariana with Ryan Bailey at Coachella, by the way. And I do not see Raquel. Now, we may start calling her Rachel. I know that's her given name. It's on her birth certificate. She picked Raquel because she liked the way it sounded. It's kind of similar to Lala and Lauren. Jason and Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if we slip and we call her Rachel, that's where
Hollywood name.
Yeah, it's her Hollywood name. So rumors start flying that Tom Schwartz and Raquel have made out at Coachella. But without zero proof minus a quote unquote firsthand account, there was a tweet that said, I literally shared a pedicab with Tom Sandoval and Raquel, and they were making out in it. So, like, the rumor is it was actually Tom Sandoval and Raquel, and Schwartz basically kind of covered for this because Schwartz wasn't even there. So, is this when Schwartz knows that something's going on? Like, what's your vibe? Do you think Schwartz knew relatively in the beginning? Do you think he found out later? Do you think he found out, like, when the seat, like, what do you think?
Okay. Well, Lisa Vanderpump got asked this question as well. And Lisa Vanderpump believes that he probably did know. I do believe that this first kiss happened at Coachella.
Yep.
Okay. And I do think he took the fall for it and then was like, but I wasn't even at Coachella. Just kind of mixing things up.
These men have covered, as I've been doing a random, you know, old school watch, is literally, I think it was Brittany who had asked Tom and said, hey, did Jax hook up with a girl in Vegas or Miami or whatever the place they like to go? And he was like, I don't know anything about this, but even if he did, I wouldn't tell you. Like these men, like, you know, when they were in, Jax was talking about, maybe it was like Miami girl, and Tom said, quit ratting us out, Jax. So like these men have covered for each other for years. So like it does not surprise me. Now, maybe there was no relationship at Coachella and it was just a little bit. I think it goes back further though.
I think it goes back.
I mean, Tom Sandoval literally paid for half of Raquella, the engagement. I think that there was something going on. I think there's some sort of emotional relationship. Maybe Coachella was the first time they kissed. There's some emotional. And I think Tom gave Raquel the strength to leave James at the engagement of their engagement.
Wow.
And do it at the reunion. That is my theory.
We like need to watch back that reunion and his reactions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I am totally buying this. I also believe that
give them the Oscar, by the way, or a daytime Emmy or whatever. I don't know. The acting is insane. Watching, like, and it's kind of funny because people have been DMing, like, every new episode is not a passive watch anymore. It's like we're the fucking FBI. Like, we are looking.
But it truly is wild that, I mean, so the thing is that this has been going on for 7 months. And I think they've been hardcore hooking up for 7 months.
Mm-hmm. So June 2022 is now when they're saying the affair definitely started. Like,
and could for be them to be hiding this the whole time during filming is quite remarkable.
I mean, it's insane.
I think it also probably was like, oh, it happened one night and then kind of happened another night. And it was always like drinks involved. And then it became fun because it was
if anybody on Bravo, any man on Bravo says so and so in the cast is like my little sister, be nervous. Okay, because Austin said the same thing about Taylor. She's like my sister,
right?
You know, Jax and Kristen, they were siblings. Okay, siblings fucking a drive. Okay, it's like. Okay, so then anyways, going down this path still. So then we got BravoCon 2022. Raquel wears the oversized TomTom sweatshirt. She causes a ruckus. Everyone's like, Raquel is a fangirl, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's on stage with the Toms in the sweatshirt.
That was like a last minute thing. They pulled her up there and she is doing an interview with him.
Yep. And that is, I believe, mid-October that was.
Yes.
Halloween 2022, just a few weeks later, Sandoval dresses as Raquel as BravoCon.
I remember this. And I was like, that's so weird. She's like not even a main character to me. And I just thought that was like such an interesting costume for him to pick.
Like,
I remember thinking about it too much. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Then there's rumors that around Christmas time, she went to St. Louis. Now, the details are murky.
Ariana went to Florida.
She was in Florida because Ariana's grandmother had passed away. So she was going to go spend time with her family in Florida for the holidays. Now, there's conflicting reports here. Was she in St. Louis? They also said she was maybe Tom played a show in Chicago December 30th. So she might have been at that show because there's no proof of like there's no photographic proof.
Remember around the holidays she went to this place called Brewster's. It's in Petaluma, California, and I specifically remember that because I also went there, not on the same day though.
Okay. And she also posted around Christmas that she was in Tucson with her point. She was in Tucson with her family too, or somewhere in Arizona. So but then it's like, are these later grams? We don't know. Does Tom's family know at this point? Like,
I'm not buying the St. Louis one.
I think maybe like Chicago she went to or something. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because she was at all his shows.
So she was also at a show that was in Sacramento. The band 100% knew because they said they used to hook up at the end of the shows. There was a show that was like in Sacramento or like Roseville or something. It was like 2 hours away from like where her family is. And so she quote unquote went with some friends.
I remember my friend Tyler went.
Yeah. So Then, you know, the trailer comes out this January, and obviously part of it is talking about the open relationship. So the rumor is, too, is that Tom might have also been hooking up with other people, and Tom started the open relationship rumor himself. Ariana, in a now deleted tweet, basically says, like, no, we are not in an open relationship. Like, I'm not that cool. Like, sorry to disappoint.
Also, I will never forget, I hung out with Tom and Ariana. I took them out to the bars in San Francisco.
Took them to the best places.
I took them to Gino and Carlos, and they were in love. They were making out. They were
super sweet. How long ago was
this?
5 years ago? Pre-COVID, yeah, right?
It feels like... Well, I just sent my sister the picture, so let me check what year that was.
But
like, do you have our Tom and Ariana pictures? I was like, yeah. She said, can you send them to me? I was like, oh. Okay.
She's got to send it to her group chat of like, look.
Oh, how come I can't see the...
I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely before the pandemic. It was Danny Pellegrino's. Might have been 2000, early 2020, 2018, something like that. When the cocktail book came out, because they were like promoting that, right? Michael's in the photos. So 2018,
so
I would say.
So he was around.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been dating him for 5 years. Okay. Also, guys, I lost a diamond in my ring already. And don't worry, I'm still engaged.
People were super concerned because we posted like a slow-mo video to the Vanderpump, just like flipping off, being like, we cursed the day we're born. It's like a joke. Okay. And the amount of people who DM being like, where's Mary's ring? Is everything okay? Is Michael there in Hawaii? Michael was our photographer. He was our videographer. He is still there. He is a freaking gem, you guys. Spending more time with him. I mean, everyone just loves Michael. He is the best, the best, the best, the best. Also, I do also want to caveat something, too, as we talk about this. If you want to talk shit on, like, these other Bravo accounts or, like, your personal account or whatever, okay, let's not leave the reviews. Let's not like leave the hate on their stuff. Like, let's like talk shit behind their backs.
You mean like not in the comment section?
I just feel like when it's like, okay, for instance, like Raquel is saying we'll get there to her apology, but she's saying she's like getting death threats. It's like, this is infidelity and it's not murder. And like, it's awful what they did, but like, it's not a crime. No, do you know what I mean, though? Like, I think, like, we can be upset. Like, I'm like, I hate him. Like, I hate him. I hope he doesn't make
Marsh
Madness.
Yeah, we don't need a death
threat. You guys vote him in. You vote him in. But we don't need the death threats.
Yeah.
We also don't need to make them victims when they're the ones committing this, right?
Right.
So it's just, you know, let's just think about that. Okay, back to, so okay. Here's what else, okay, right? So, you know, Ariana, Lala claims that she had been suspicious around August, and she said something to Ariana.
So Lala was suspicious of Tom.
Lala was suspicious of this relationship.
With Raquel?
Yes. Or... she thought something was going on with Raquel and Tom.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But you have to think about it too. Lala's like the only sober person in this group. So she probably is actually noticing a lot more things that you might not notice when you're drunk and you're paying attention. Like Lala, I feel like it probably has way more like depth perception and seeing what's going on, not having alcohol be a part of it.
The timing of this episode, like watching Raquel literally try to hook up with everyone this episode, was pretty weird. Like this week alone. And then
so it's
the
like
next
there's
week,
drama in Paradise where she's trying to make Tom jealous because Ariana went home. Ooh. And so now we'll get to the recap and what we've seen now. But okay. So also, you know, they then it's also been like, hey, he was going to leave Ariana, but you know, she had the dog passed away. Her grandma passed away. You know, they had like equity in the house, the restaurant, you know, there's just never a quote unquote right time.
Well, and then like the band was such an escape for him to like get away from her. I feel like he was like, I'm doing this band. So I think he did. He wanted out of the relationship, but he didn't know how to do it. I'm not going to deny that.
Sure,
but I'm not but saying that that's
he
right.
He seems very checked out while we watch these episodes now, don't you feel? But, you know, now he's saying, too, like, they love each other. They have matching lightning bolt tattoos, you guys. And
wait,
let me
the tattoos?
Tell you,
I thought they were necklaces.
You were correct. They are necklaces. And I just raised the stakes. I apologize.
I was like, what? I didn't sorry. Know they were tattoos.
I'm sorry. Lightning bolt. Necklaces. Now, you guys, if anybody watched the Never Before Seen episode that they always play before the new one, they literally blurred the necklace out.
Now, why though? Why would they do that?
Is there something that Tom's like legal team is sending, or like they don't want? I don't know what it is, but it just makes me think that when I first decided that Tom Sandoval was hot, it was him singing "Baby, You're Like Lightning in a Bottle."
Oh, I know. He did a good job for that cover though.
But all I'm saying is lightning. That was that song for Raquel.
I think so.
But also the day that video came out.
But the sweatshirt that she wore.
That's the TomTom logo, though, I think.
Is it a lightning bolt, though?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, it's also like, hey, a few of Raquel's friends. She told a few of her friends that weren't in the cast, you know, the bandmates, they knew because they'd hook up, you know. Then there's the end of the season filming. It was during when Life is Beautiful, which is this concert festival in Vegas. Ariana was there, but at one point, Raquel is on Tom's shoulders. If you recall, that's how Ariana and Tom fell in love at Coachella. He put her on his shoulders. I mean, this mother effer. Okay, so then let's get into it. So then Wednesday, March 1st, when we travel to Hawaii to have days off.
Michael's birthday.
You were enjoying a nice meal with you and Michael. He got a lovely dessert. The restaurant clapped and he stood.
No, that was on Thursday. You were there at the dinner.
I was there. My bad. Okay. So what's happening is Sheena and Raquel are on Watch What Happens Live that night. Tom also has a show. Okay. So Sheena and Raquel, they film Watch What Happens Live. Weird part on that, if you guys watch it. And now if you have Peacock, you should go back and you should go watch the Sheena and Raquel one. You should also go back and watch the Tom and Tom one from a couple weeks ago when the show first premiered this season. There, a lot of people were talking about Schwartz being so weird, and now it makes way more sense because he definitely knew by that point, but Schwartz is looking to Sandoval before answering questions, kind of like
nervous.
Nervous, exactly. Like, especially because it's being talked about Tom and Raquel, but you know, it's the wrong Tom.
Right.
But so Sheena and Raquel, they're on Watch What Happens Live. Meanwhile, Tom's show is happening over here. Now, it's a little murky. I'm getting
this is what I'm very confused about.
So there's two stories that are happening. The first one is that Tom asks Ariana to hold his phone. While she's holding his phone, he gets a text from Raquel. It's the inappropriate video of her
touching
finger blasting, if we want to talk summer house terms. Ariana sees that and then goes ahead and goes into his phone and discovers more inappropriate conversations and whatnot. The second story is that Tom had his phone on him. It fell out. Ariana grabbed it to hold on to it and then was going through it and found the video. Either way, Ariana found it. She then texted the video to Raquel and said, "You're dead to me." Knew that Raquel was with Sheena and also told Sheena.
And now this also gets murky because now she's claiming that
Raquel is claiming.
Yeah, sorry. Raquel is claiming that Sheena released photos today that she was given a black eye. She does have a cut that looks like a ring cut.
And on her eyebrow.
People are saying multiple things, that this is like not a real photo.
They're saying that she's pulling photos from like last November or like it's fake, but it's like, or like she's giving photos from like the flight to Watch What Happens Live and claiming that these are black. But like none of the photos that are from before show the cut.
Okay. The cut makes me really believe it is a ring. And even Lisa Vanderpump said on Watch What Happens Live, like she thinks like there was an altercation, a physical altercation.
I think what happened was that she slapped Raquel's phone out of her hand, pushed her. Raquel went into a wall and then like,
on the wall.
And I think like maybe did like a backhanded slap or like tried to punch or something. I mean, like, look, I have like these long nails. It's very hard to make a fist.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's something. So it looks, I mean, it does look like the ring could have hit her in her face. Like there was something.
That looks like a ring cut.
There was something that happened. And Sheena also at some point posts a photo of her and Ariana saying, "I've got your back," with like the pound emoji. So do I think something happened? Yes. Do I think it may be exaggerated? Yes.
But the weird thing is that then she also files this restraining order.
We'll get there. We're not there yet.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So Ariana the same night deletes her social media. Right. Okay. She's got no Instagram. Friday, March 3rd. The day that will go down in infamy. Everybody knows where they were. when they got that ping and they found out about this, right? TMZ announces it. Tom has a show in Anaheim that night, okay?
I can't believe he did it. He actually, the show went on.
And people are like, I mean, James and Lala are like all hell has broken.
Get the tomatoes. And that's when I knew this was all real, because they were actually commenting like, we are coming at them. This shit, it was real.
Like, this was not like, okay, something's getting like lost in communication. Like, I feel like when it happened, everyone finally was like, I fucking knew it. Like, okay. No, but I'm sure, because at some point too, it feels like between like Raquel and Sheena's Watch What Happened Live appearance, where they said, which Tom is hotter? Raquel says Sandoval, and Sheena and Andy are both like, what the hell? And she's like, well, he has abs. So like, I feel like Raquel had reached the point where she was like, I'm done hiding. I'm done. Like,
and I'm sure I think it was always messy. Like this situation of like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? Because, you know, they're in love. They want to be together. They're kind of, I think they were hoping they could get through the season, which there were only 2 weeks away from.
Well, they said
going to the reunion.
They said originally people were saying that they were going to do it at the reunion.
See, I think they were going to try to get through the reunion, then do it, give some time off air and
like how, what, and then come LVP back as a couple. Said.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, so he goes to that, right? He's at his house. He grabs merch. Everyone thought he was like moving suitcases. It ends up being merch for the show.
Right.
You know, Lala and James are saying basically like sabotage his show. At one point, someone says, they say something and people thought that he was talking about Ariana, but I definitely, when I watched it, I heard that somebody say like, Raquel, blah, blah, and he says, we love her. And people thought that was a reference to Ariana, but yeah. I saw a video where like that was definitely for Raquel. I mean, Kristen is going over. She's at Ariana's house. She's letting us know she's team Ariana. That day they apparently filmed at the house. So we're going to see that. And then, you know, James is saying it all makes sense now. Then Saturday, March 4th, which is the day of the wedding that we are at. Okay. And like I said, the bride literally says good morning to everyone but Tom Sandoval. I'm literally on my way walking to the bus to be shuttled over to the frickin' venue. Okay. And my friend texts the group and says, we have a statement. I've never opened Instagram so fast, done a screenshot. Would you like me to read it or do you want to read it?
I can read it.
Okay, go for it.
Because it's messy. And we know this really came straight from his heart through his notes.
Yep.
Hey, I fully understand and deserve your anger and disappointment towards me. But please leave Schwartz, my friends and family, out of this situation. Schwartz specifically only found out about this very recently. And most definitely did not condone my actions. This was a very personal thing. Also, Schwartz and Sandy's might have my name on it, but also there are 3 other partners and 20 employees who especially rely on the restaurant for income and for them and their families. Just like TomTom, I'm a small part of a much bigger thing. Please direct your anger towards me and not them. They did nothing wrong. I'm so sorry that my partners, Greg, Brett, and Schwartz, and our employees have to suffer for my actions. I'll be taking a step back and taking a hiatus out of respect for the employees and partners. I need some time to address everything else. Sorry for everything.
Which is like not one word about Ariana.
It's like basically like go to Schwartz and Sandy's. I'm not going to be
give
there
me
for
your
a while.
Money still.
It's going to be fine. Like I feel bad for Schwartzy. He had nothing to do with this, but you should go to my restaurant still.
Which is also funny too because it's like
was it crowded that night? I feel like it must have been
Saturday night. I heard it was crowded. Yeah, sure. And Schwartz was there. Yeah. Schwartz was there. Okay. So then though, what's happening too, because at this point, people are just going nuts about reviews, like all 1-star reviews, right? I mean, people are literally putting Raquel's head on a cockroach and saying, I found this in my meal kind of thing. Like, I mean, now listen, again, I'm not saying that you should do that, but I did giggle at a few things where it was like, I brought my mama and peepaw in and Raquel went and weighed out with my peepaw or something like so ridiculous. So anyways, then Greg post a statement on Schwartz and Sandy's. I forgot about this.
Okay.
Greg says, in light of the, by the way, no PR is clearly involved in this right now, by the way that it's written, right? Okay. In light of the recent news, we appreciate the many words of support, but we also understand the outpouring of outrage that has been directed towards our business. However, those of us who are not famous have dedicated our time, hearts, and money to make this restaurant a reality. We too are disappointed by the current situation, as Ariana has always been a good friend and a great supporter of the restaurant. We appreciate that you may feel a certain way, but please understand that the livelihoods of others also depend on this business. There are far more people involved in this venture than just Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. Our staff, from the waitresses and bartenders to the cooks and dishwashers, all have had nothing to do with this unfortunate situation. Please take into consideration that posting negative comments affects more than just the individual you may be upset with. Our goal has always been to create a place where our community can come and enjoy a fun atmosphere with good food and friendly service, and we intend to continue to focus on that endeavor. So here's the thing, too, is it's like, all of Greg, you got into business with the Toms because of their name recognition.
Exactly.
All the people that work at this restaurant and Tom Tom and Sir and Pump or any celebrity back.
They're hoping to get on the show.
Right. Like they're there because of the name recognition.
This is the audition for Vanderpump Rules.
And so it's like, yeah, I agree. The negative comments, if you haven't been there, I get it. Whatever. You know, it's like when Sheena, remember like when Sheena released Shenanigans and everyone just went in and gave her like one star. And it's like, you didn't even listen to it. You know, right. It's just kind of like, you're just doing it to do it. But it's just so funny because it's like, also, don't punish us. It's like, I don't have to go to your restaurant because I don't like Tom Sandoval now. So I'm not going to go. And you know what? I'm glad I never went there.
See, I'm sad I never went. And also, I want them to be on next season.
100%.
I want to watch all of this.
Like, 100%.
Guys, that is the best.
Take away the drama.
This. We're not friends with them. Like,
these are characters.
We can still watch, you know? You can even still go to the restaurant if you so please.
Yeah. Okay. So still on Saturday, Tom goes to Raquel's. They film and they share an on-camera kiss. He also goes back there with no cameras. And the best thing that came out from this. Yeah. But the best thing that came out of this too, from Saturday at least, is like they were going to go to Coachella. And now that they feel they're going to be like ostracized at Coachella because people are going to like attack them or whatever. So now they're like, what are we going to do about Coachella?
It's not safe for us.
Like we have to sell our tickets. I guess we could go on a different trip. Like they're just so sad that they won't be at Coachella. And now I do go every year and I always say it's my last year. So I do understand. But I'm like, you know, you guys are talking about going on dates in disguises. Just wear some disguises.
Yeah.
You know, just Tom, you go as Raquel. Raquel, you go as Tom. Wear some masks and you'll be fine. Yeah. Raquel also hires Erica Jane's PR for a crisis PR, but then they fire her. So she's like, she never shuts her comments off on her Instagram at this point too, but she's changing her bio for like how you can get in contact, you know? But then people are saying they think that they fired her because they think she made up the black eye rumor.
They think who made up the black
eye? Raquel.
Oh.
That like the story's not sticking. Something's going on. Now, listen, this is where things get a little murky for me. If it was Sunday, Monday, I'm on island time. Okay.
Wait, sure.
But let's go into Monday. So Andy says, Radio Andy. Now, have you gone back? Cause you have Sirius. I think you should go back and listen to that Monday show.
No, I don't have Sirius. I just listened to Jeff Lewis on Spotify. I had Sirius.
Oh, your trial's up.
Yeah.
They give you 3 months to suck you in.
Yeah. I think they gave me six.
Oh, wow. That's a bummer then for you.
You can get it for like $2.99. It should stop being cheap.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I don't. Whatever.
So Andy says, he's like, you know, he says the reunion's supposed to film in 2 weeks. Like the filming is happening. Like things are going on. You know, we get photos that the VPR cast is back for confessionals. There's more recording.
I am shocked that we're actually going to see this a part of season 10. I really am. I'm so excited.
I mean, thank God for the editors.
Yeah.
Tom, then there's like a, you know, statement that like Tom is like refusing to film, which is like also kind of like makes sense because. Like,
but he's refusing to film because he didn't like how Saturday went with Raquel and is worried about it.
Well, and who's he going to film with on the rest of the cast? Schwartz?
Yeah.
Greg? He's not welcome back there right now. LVP? Like who? Like he doesn't want to film because who's he going to film with? And if things aren't going well with Raquel. Then Jax is like, gotta get in on this. Like, I always knew he was that. I'm gonna be on Watch What Happens Live. See you soon. He like deletes a tweet. He was not on it today. I mean,
he was not on it. And then it looks like Padma and Ike Barinholtz are Thursday. So not sure when he thought he was going to be on it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's definitely not on it. Okay.
So then Tuesday, March 7th.
This is fucking wild to me. This happens last night.
So, you know, it comes out. There's definitely no reconciliation with Tom and Ariana, which is like, duh. It's not Lenny and Lisa. Poor Lisa.
Right.
Lisa,
and also this whole time, like, Sheena is posting another Instagram, like, unicorn auntie. Kristen keeps on going over. She's getting, you know, a ton of support. I love that, like, you're actually seeing her out at places. There's Pat pictures of her with
they
McDonald's
went to Rolling Loud on Friday night, this concert festival in LA. Like, she's the thing is, she's surrounded by so many people now, which is so nice. What's actually becomes like, I'm going to assume, is kind of like the scary part, because even if you've gone through a breakup, it's not cheating, is like when the dust settles and like weeks later, you're kind of by yourself. Like, that's when it all hits, right? It's like,
and like, they're going to have to get rid of, like, they probably have so many assets besides the house, you know?
I mean, he literally
they have
took
probably
out
other business ventures together that we don't even know about. Or
100% LLCs together, that cocktail book, like,
yeah,
it's crazy. So then, unbeknownst to us that this happens yesterday, because this is released today, Raquel files a TRO. So that's a temporary restraining order against Sheena.
And I poked a lot of holes in this because I think it's really hard to get a restraining order. And also, why has she not gone to the police department to file an assault on record? Why would you go to a judge if there's no assault on record?
So my thought is, this is her way of getting out of the reunion, because the hearing is 3/29. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's really actually easy to get the temporary restraining order up until the hearing, which then I feel like she'll drop it if the reunion happens during this time.
A restraining order is just like so hard to get.
But
it's not
like,
just like a one time thing.
But they grant you like a temporary, right? So like she has three, like she has.
But how come
there
was no police report filed if she's saying she's been assaulted? That doesn't add up.
I don't know.
There's something like a strategy there.
Yes, to not go to the reunion. I think that's what it is. She doesn't want to have to face the music. And now she probably thinks, oh, well, they'll want Sheena there. Sheena can Zoom. We don't need her anymore. We don't need this Tom Schwartz storyline. Sheena's really giving us nothing this season outside of it, not knowing what we know now. She's vlogging with Brock about rock climbing.
I'm kind of invested. I'd like her to come.
No. But I'm saying it's so much more important to have Raquel there and Sheena can Zoom in, or have Sheena show up after Raquel's done.
Is Raquel just going to be on like so much Xanax?
I still don't think she'll come.
I agree with that.
I still don't think she'll show up. So then late last night, which is why I text, I cannot go to sleep, because at 10 freaking p.m. West Coast time, Tom's PR releases another statement.
Now, this one was good. It should have just been the first one.
Should have been the first one. Do you want to read this one?
Okay. I want to first and foremost apologize to everyone I've hurt through this process.
First and foremost, he literally released a statement on Saturday.
Also, the grammar's perfect. That's why we know it's not him. Most of all, I want to apologize to Ariana. I made mistakes. I was selfish and made reckless decisions that hurt somebody I love. No one deserves to feel that pain so traumatically and publicly. I can only imagine how devastating this has been for Ariana and everyone around us. I feel really horrible about that. My biggest regret is that I dishonored Ariana. I never meant to disappoint so many people, including our loving families and friends. My love for Ariana was stronger than any camera could have ever captured. Some of our best times together were never filmed. The same goes for some of our biggest struggles. I wish things happened in a different order and our relationship was not severely tarnished, and that it ended with the same respect with respect for her that it began with. I owed Ariana better. I am beyond sad that it ended the way it did. The choices I made hurt so many people. I acted in a way that clashes with who and how I want to be. I will continue to reflect and work on myself. I have work to do. I always have, and I always will.
That was a great reading. It gave me very much Jax. I am a work in progress. And the grammar and punctuation spell, it is not good still. It is still not good, but it's worlds better than that first one. There's no you are, you're.
This sounded good until he kind of was like, well, our relationship was going down the toilet.
It was so good you didn't see it. It was also bad. I really wish the order was different. Break up with her.
I know.
Break up with her.
When do you think is the last time they slept together?
Ooh.
June 2022.
I know. I feel like it was a long time.
I think it's been a while. So then it's also funny, too, because this is happening. Raquel also on this day, earlier in this day. Sorry, that's not chronological within the day. Okay. We can only do so much when we're putting a timeline together. But Raquel sends letters from her legal team, sends letters to castmates regarding distributing the video, which could be considered revenge porn, right? And Lala gets on her story and then deletes it like 10 minutes later, where she's basically saying, you sent that to me. You sent that to my legal team. Send it to Daryl.
Money. By Monday.
She releases merch.
I know. To Daryl. Also, she looks like crazy. Like, I feel like she just got her eyebrows done.
Microbladed. Yeah.
And her hair is super blonde and she's wearing, you know, like no eyelashes or anything like that.
Yeah.
Send it to Daryl.
She's just wrapped in a bathrobe. She's just been in a bathrobe in bed, just doing stories all weekend.
Relishing in this.
So then this morning, Raquel gives... This is Wednesday, March 8th. Raquel gives an exclusive statement to ET. I'm so curious what the price tag is on this.
Yeah.
And then she posts it to her page later with the caption, I'm sorry, with the sad big eyes, which are Bambi eyes, and a broken heart, which she then later deletes the caption. I'll go ahead and read this one.
Yes. Do a Raquel voice. Make sure you do.
It's hard to see this because I have a glass eye, but...
I thought I forgot the glass eye. We never talked about the glass eye.
Maybe she didn't know it was, maybe she thought it was Tom Schwartz this whole time too, because she could only see out of one eye. And then she was like, it's Sandoval? And well, I'm already here. She thought this whole time it was Tom Schwartz.
Even if you had one eye, you could feel the abs.
Well, that's true. Schwartz has no abs. Okay. I want to apologize for my actions and my choices, foremost to Ariana and to my friends and the fans so invested in our relationships. There is no excuse. I am not a victim, and I must own my actions, and I deeply regret hurting Ariana. I am reflecting on my choices, speaking to a counselor, and I am learning things about myself, such as my patterns of codependency and addiction to...
Talk slower.
Okay. Let me start this paragraph over. I am reflecting on my choices, speaking to a counselor, and I am learning things about myself, such as my patterns of codependency and addiction to being and feeling loved. I have sought emotional validation through intimate connections that are not healthy without regard for my own well-being, sometimes negatively affecting others, and often prioritizing the intimate connection over my friendships. I am taking steps to understand my behavior and make healthier choices. Although I chose to be on a reality show, accepting the good and bad that comes with it, beyond my own actions, I have been physically assaulted, lost friendships, received death threats and hate emails, in addition to having had my privacy violated. I have begun counseling to end my unhealthy behavioral cycle, learn to set stronger emotional boundaries, and learn to protect my mental health. I don't expect sympathy, understanding, or forgiveness. Right now, I must focus on my own health and well-being, and as I strive to be a better person moving forward, I will prioritize my mental health and learn from my mistakes. Raquel Levis. Sounds very similar to Tom's. I'm a victim. I'm not a victim. And then has a whole paragraph on how she is a victim.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting that she said the black eye thing. I mean, so like definitely Sheena hurt her.
Something happened.
That's not okay. That's not okay.
Yeah. But okay, I know this is controversial.
Oh God.
Violence is never the answer.
Yeah.
But also when you fuck around, you find out.
Well, I mean,
like,
yeah. But like, yeah, no, violence is never the answer.
No,
I'm surprised Sheena got physical. I could see like a pushing match, but to like I need to know what happened.
Like give us the CCTV.
Was it in the clubhouse too? Like, was it in
They went to a bar to celebrate, like post cocktails, like post Watch What Happens Live cocktails. So it's like, come on, nobody has video.
It's like, and when people are like, get him off the show, I'm like, this is absolutely the craziest idea you guys have ever had. What do you mean? Show us all the video.
Exactly. We're keeping them. We are keeping them.
Yeah. So then it's also said today, you know, like you mentioned earlier, the Toms are out of Winterhouse, which bring Luke and Andrea back.
But also, like, I feel like Luke could maybe get the call back right now because it's like so last minute. He could bring his maple syrup.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. Also, I mean, they're not a package deal. I think it would be great for Schwartz to be on his own.
I think it's because VPR is filming. That's why. Like, VPR now has to film. They're going this weekend to Winterhouse.
Oh.
So I think that's why. So it's not like get the Toms out and put Katie and Ariana in. It's like, no, like, they fit. That's why Austin and Craig aren't, right? Because they're filming Southern Charm right now. There's more Bravo people. Like, get Luke back in there. Get some other people in there. It'll be fine. We don't need the Toms.
Also, maybe we, like, you know, Tahoe's going to have skiing till May 31st. Let's just, like.
You want to just push it back?
Yeah, push it back.
And change the location?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, what does the location matter?
You know, and then it was, like, rumored that she had left L.A. She's going to, like, maybe Indiana to, like, her family's home or something. But then she spotted, quote unquote, ghosting Tom in L.A. just walking by herself, which I guess means she's ghosting him.
I think she's definitely with her family. I think it's Idaho. I thought it was Idaho.
Perhaps. But she's no. Photos were released of her walking in L.A. this afternoon.
Oh, so, I didn't see those yet.
Yeah. But then, you know, the photos were released about, we mentioned earlier, the pictures of the assault. Katie and Ariana, they released something about her merch. So, you know, they're opening their shop. It's going to be next door to Sir.
Is that, that's for sure.
I believe that they have claimed that area. Yes. And then also,
That's exciting.
It's literally something happens every hour. It's driving me crazy. And then it's like, now Queens of Bravo has released that rumor is Raquel isn't vaccinated and has been lying to production for 2 years. This girl, I mean, what a pageant queen. She's got a stone cold face. Who knew she had it in her?
Well, then tonight it's like, did we just have a different lens to watch this in? Let's take a break and let's go into tonight's episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I really did feel like I was watching this in a different lens. Like everything was like a nugget. Like, 100%. You know, Ariana and her are shopping today. And literally,
is this the first time I'm, am I about to be mad at Raquel for the first time? I was like, you might today, but let me tell you how mad you're about to be in a year.
What the hell? And then she's just like, you know, I did tell her that I wanted to make out with her ex-husband, and I did feel bad about that.
And the thing is last week when they were at drinks, and like Ariana literally says, like, I didn't know you had it in you. She had also tweeted before she deleted her account, like, I said that Raquel's in her villain era, but they cut that. And like Raquel's saying, like, I don't know who I am anymore. It's like, we don't either. I mean, I don't know that we ever knew you, but it's like the whole thing is so crazy because she's like, you know, Ariana's like, I told her, you know, you should make out with people, like make mistakes, but like not with like your friend's exes.
Right.
It's like, what about if they're in a relationship, Ariana? Is that okay?
I know. Okay. Also, the Katie Maloney, Raquel as Derek Zoolander and Sheena as Mugatu reference.
Like, little do we know Raquel was Mugatu the whole time.
I know. And I also love that Katie is like, I'm not
candy.
That Katie, did I say candy?
No. Katie calls Raquel last week cotton candy. She basically is kind of saying the same thing. Like, it couldn't be Raquel who made this decision. She's like cotton candy.
Right. But I love that Katie's like, I'm not going to Sheena's wedding. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't want to go to it. I bought a non-refundable hotel. So I remember
Katie being in Mexico and not going. Also, a rumor is that Raquel was 3 hours late to Sheena's wedding. No word on where Sandoval was. No word on that. But it's just interesting, all these tidbits that are coming out now that it's like, you know, everybody on that cast has literally started to connect the dots. Like, they've got, you know, that Charlie Day meme where he's like got all the papers on the wall and he's got the red string like going everywhere. He just has this like stressed out look.
Yeah.
That's this cast as well as all of us.
Yeah. I mean,
I've heard from multiple people about them creating PowerPoint decks to explain to people what is going on.
Oh, I mean, if we go back in time, it's like, it's just such an interconnected web. Also, we're at season 10 of Vanderpump Rules. Raquel has been on since season 5, you guys. She's been on half of the fucking show. Can you even believe that? I feel like she's the new girl.
Yeah, she'll always be like James.
That is crazy.
It truly is. I mean, it's like Ariana didn't come. Ariana had like tidbits here and there season 1 as Sheena's friend when she did That's What I Like, and she was one of the dancers, you know?
Yeah.
But then she's the season 2. It's like, it's kind of crazy.
The
OGs are just what?
Sheena.
Tom, Sheena, and Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. God, it's like we've grown up with these people.
I know.
And I never want to have any of them as my friend.
Who is Ariana going to date next?
You know, I hope she finds a nice woman that treats her well.
I was going to say, I could see her.
Here's the thing is, whoever she dates is going to be such an upgrade. Like, I bet her DMs, she deleted her account, so that's not true. But if she had her account, she would have so many verified check marks in there.
Yeah,
she's going to land on her. The thing is like, Ariana's going to be fine. Like, this is obviously a devastating blow. And like, so much is tied up with this house and equity and all these things that they've done together and lived this life together. But like, realistically, she'll be fine.
Right. Like, what month is this on the show right now? What month are we in?
I want to say August, September.
So the affair is happening.
August, because the Tom or the Daily Mail opening was in July. And I think then like a couple weeks later we're at this other opening, right? But then it's like, okay, but here's, I guess let's, while we're still talking about this, if you were Tom and Raquel's PR team right now, what would you be saying? Because Raquel's team is kind of trying to make her the victim and like stay away from Tom. I think that's wrong.
We got to make this work. Like,
double down. You guys get married, are in pop love. Out a baby.
I said, I want to see them go to Vegas next season. Like, they got to make this thing work.
They are
as hard as they can.
Have to. They have to. It's like, at this
okay,
point,
this is going to sound bad. It always did make me sad that, like, I feel like Tom Sandoval always really wanted to be a dad. And Ariana made that very clear. And that's fine. Like, if you don't want to be a parent, that is your choice.
Totally.
But I feel like Tom Sandoval always wanted to be a parent.
But here's the thing. Ariana froze her eggs and he was supposed to make embryos from those and then had band practice and couldn't do it. Ouch. So then I'm thinking too, is like, well, what was going on at that point?
Right. He knew he didn't want to go through the process.
And I'm so glad though that they didn't make embryos though, because if she does ever want to use those eggs, they're not tied to him now.
Yeah, like, that's so, that is true.
Like divine intervention is a real thing. Like, everything happens for a reason. It's like a real thing. But I think you're right. The problem is that they also were saying too, after his show, like this past Friday night, like he was all over some other girl at the after party.
I believe that.
And it's like, Raquel, like,
you're dumb.
Like, yeah, you're the DNS word. DNS word. As James said, dumb and stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's like, Raquel, I mean, he has to, though. They need to, like, make it work. Also, guys, I know.
We'll have babies with someone, too.
I just want Ariana to, like, live her best life. And I really think she's going to.
I feel like she might feel freer.
Like, I 100% agree.
Staying together, but maybe this is going to work out. This is going to be great for her.
I think, you know, you just watch these episodes too, and you're like, fuck you, Tom. You and your frivolous spending. You buy too many dumb things. Like, ugh.
You were just with Ariana at the Watch What Happens.
I know. And the sad thing is now you have to cancel the wedding band of Tom or Tom and the Most Extras. But then I was thinking too, now, what's the price you would pay? Because I think you could get a discount.
Oh.
How high? But what would be the level that you would still pay to have Tom Sandoval as your wedding band? Because before free, I heard it was free. Like 20K. Okay. So if he did free. It for free, you would be fine with him as your
sure.
wedding band.
Sure. Free? Sure.
What about $1,000?
No.
Okay. So we're not paying
good.
Anything.
He's not good.
I mean, just literally.
No, they're not 20,000. There's no way that band's 20,000. Good bands are 10,000. Well, I don't think it's 20.
Somebody DM'd and said that they inquired, and he said 20,000. He has to pay for the rehearsal space. He has to pay for their food. He has to pay. He has to Venmo everyone. He's got gold bongos.
He's getting ripped.
Ripped it. Okay. But he did. Okay. He did look last week.
No.
He's all ripped. But now he looks so aged in every photo I see.
Dirty.
And I think,
slimy.
Do I have one eye like Raquel? And I couldn't see the light?
Okay. I also want to talk about the whole Oliver situation and that we're seeing it play out that I like that they did it on camera. Like, Lala asked specifically, are you divorced? He's like, I'm separated. And
Lisa's
LVP
like, he's
even,
separated. She's pimping right. him out.
So I do think he was definitely separated during this. Maybe his wife didn't know that, but
yeah, maybe he was just telling people that. It was like what Tom was saying, he's in an open relationship.
Right. It's unclear. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so Lala's like, oh, he's hot. And then Raquel's like, he's hot. And there's nothing worse than a competition between two girls over one guy. And I like that Lala wouldn't even play the game. She's like, Raquel, if you think he's hot, go for it. Like,
I 100% I'm like with Christina Kelly here. Lala just thought Lala said that to Raquel because she thought there was no competition. I think she 100% thought that Oliver was going to go to her and not to Raquel.
Okay.
And literally was like, you're like overthinking this and even in her confessional, when she's like, if it was a competition, I would have won. It's like, but you lost.
Ooh.
I think she literally was like, oh, I did not even think Raquel would be like anything. Like, of course I would get that guy.
Their
I got Randall thumb face.
Their makeout on the dance floor made me feel so uncomfortable.
Oh, why?
It just felt like really
just because of like
sensual.
What you know.
Oh. and like too sexual for a dance, or no, too sensual for a dance floor kiss.
Too much pull of the lip.
I didn't need to see it.
Okay, that's fair. But I think it's fine. I just feel like, and then Christina Kelly, she had Raquel red. I mean, Christina Kelly, welcome back,
she's
babe.
She's pregnant.
Yes, so but she was cracking
soda water.
But she also had it. She had a drink at Schwartz and Sandy's last week. But then I was noticed she didn't eat the seafood too. So maybe it was she was having a mocktail. But she had both of them. She said to like, Lala is incensed that a man could not remember her when he said, I just met them all right now, even though they'd met at the Vanderpump Paris party weeks ago.
Right, right.
And then she said she had Raquel read too, where she was like, she's smarter than you all think. And pageant girls, they have like, they get what they want.
Yeah.
So that Christina was Kelly,
very telling. Yeah.
I mean, it was very, how weird was it to watch? I'm sorry, I'm fast forwarding here, but the scenes for next week when Lala was like, I wouldn't trust you with my man. She's like, good thing you don't have a man for me to take.
So that's what makes me feel like Raquel just has been like a makeout bandit or something.
Well, I feel like there's something where her and Tom Sandoval got together when the dog passed away and Tom says he takes Ariana to vet and says,
going to the vet right away?
He's like, that's my girl. I said, she's not your baby, baby.
I know.
I was like, ugh. And all I was thinking was Raquel was pissed at that moment that Ariana went back and was going with Tom. So she was like, fuck that. I'm going to make out with somebody. There's so much underlying crazy here that I think that she kept being like, maybe I will make out with Tom Schwartz. But don't I think Schwartz at that point knew, because when he said last week, are we filming?
Right.
I think it was like to keep up the charade.
Right. No, and, or like, are we filming? Like, is Tom Sandoval going to see this?
No, like, I think that I think Schwartz knew from the beginning.
Okay.
Because when he became the Coachella cover,
He had to be in on it.
I think that they started the storyline of Raquel and Tom so that if anything slipped, it'd be Tom Schwartz and not Tom Sandoval.
But then also, she's in the Peter Pond. Then she has Oliver. Then we have this Schwartz situation that hasn't even happened yet that will happen.
I think she's getting pissed though, because she's like Tom is cheating on her with Ariana.
Ooh.
I think that there's like a bunch of underlying things, and the things that she's doing are always to get back at him.
Yeah. Wow. It's that deep.
The tangled web we weave.
Oh God. I will say, like, I thought it was like interesting, just the whole like James's mom and the girlfriend situation.
When she's like, at least you guys met organically and not at a show. Like, so, you know, your friend didn't drag you to, your family didn't drag you to Surge. Like, oh, my friend dragged me to the Canyon Club. You know what also grossed me out, though? Sorry, I keep going back to this. What really bothered me is it's like, okay, Ariana's dog is passing away, which like
18 years.
If you've ever had a dog pass away, it's
horrible. I cried in this episode.
Oh, I did too. And all I thought is he's being this caring boyfriend. They're going home together. They're sharing this bed, the same bed that he's brought Raquel to and he's fucked her in. Oh,
God, no.
And then I started thinking too, imagine that you guys go out of your way. Sheena, when Raquel and James broke up, Sheena gave Raquel her apartment to stay in. Mm-hmm. You know, she was staying in Tom and Ariana's like, guest room, where Ariana literally caught him leaving her room at 4 a.m. one morning.
Water.
He was quote unquote giving her water, like all these things. Like, how much of an invasion of privacy does that feel to you of like having this happen under your roof?
They also must have Ring cameras. They must they must have some type of security system
in the hallway, though. Maybe not like in the, I don't know what their house is set up like exactly. I'm sure.
Do you
have cameras in your house?
No, but Michael does. And like,
I have cameras on the outside of my house.
Yeah. But that would just be interesting. You could know every single time she came over, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm
so curious because it's like, you know, last week too, Raquel's like, oh, Tom, I'll help you decorate your apartment. I'm like, did they use Tom's apartment for like hooking up?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Like, you just start to think.
They must have just gone to hers. I mean, she literally says this episode, Raquel says, it's slim pickings these days.
Like, pick gotta
from
go
the
for,
same group.
Gotta go for the one. I mean, even last week, though, Tom is talking about Katie with Tom and Sheena at his house, you know, and they're saying, and they write on a whiteboard, don't make out with Raquel, because Tom Sandoval's like, no, I'm serious, don't. And Tom says, you know, Katie asked me just not to hook up with anybody like in our friend group. And Tom says, well, that's not realistic.
Right.
Like, what? It's just everything that happens is just so like, yeah, you're watching. This is Forensic Files now.
I mean, we are going to be on the case watching every single thing they say. We are going to quote.
What did you think? I actually really enjoyed the Watch What Happens Live. I want to like touch on this a little bit too.
Wait, also, we just need to touch on that Lala hasn't had sex since she conceived Ocean in 2020. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I do, because the way that she talks. I found it very interesting though, because she was talking to Raquel about the treehouse, right? And she was saying, or was this last week? But she was basically saying like, once she went sober, she wasn't kind of as crazy kinky anymore in sex. And I actually think that her being drunk drove a lot of her sex drive and like doing a little bit crazier things and maybe being a little bit more inhibited than she would normally sober.
She couldn't sleep with Rand sober because she was grossed out by him.
Yeah, she saw him and was like, oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, and the way she talks about sex, I'm like, if you talk about it, you're not getting it the way that she talks about it.
Ooh.
No, not as like a rude thing. I just feel like if you have to talk about it like that, then chances are you're not getting it like that.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the Watch What Happens Live. Lisa definitely got some type of like mini facelift. I feel like a brow lift. Her eyes were popping. She looked fabulous. She definitely got drunk? Worked
done. She's a little buzzed to me.
I think, yeah, she was flabbergasted. You know, she's like, we got to tell the real story now. Ariana's
she's
devastated.
She's all in it for the money. I love it, though, because everything is like she's giving
this
you
was like her comeback story, though. That she's like, these people relit a fire for me. Like,
season
I could
11,
come back.
Baby.
Yeah, I could come back to Bravo. I wasn't here all last year. Like, here I am. And guess what? And they're always ask, should I come back to Beverly Hills? Like, good thing that rent is gone.
I loved her asking Andy, so was Rinna fired or did she leave? Or did she quit? And he was like, she is on a brief pause. She's like, I know she was fired. You don't leave that salary. Oh my God, I was cracking up. But I love, like, she was, I love when she was like, you know, they're like, oh, are you going to take away the partnership? She's like, I actually don't know. But all the, everything she's doing is just, you know, she's like,
she
I care about these people, but I also care about the ratings.
Yeah.
And I care about the show. And this is going to, and that's why she said too, like, I can't believe this happened. And how you said, like, they would have done it after, then they would have let the next season pop up. Like, she was like, they didn't think about it from a production value.
Right. No. And then even like, it was interesting that LVP and Ken came to Schwartz and Sandy's this week and were basically like, we'll give you back your investments. If you need the money, and then you can buy back within a year. But they're like, they are penny pinchers. They're acting like they're saving them, but they're really, I feel like that's a way for them.
They don't want to be attached to them anymore.
Yes.
They want to be like, they're like, great. We have Tom. We've established Tom. We don't necessarily need Tom there.
Right.
You guys go focus on this. We'll buy you out so you can put your money in. And then you know what? If you don't come back within the year, and I think even if they came back in 6 months, they'd be like, eh, never mind.
Yeah.
They don't need them anymore.
Right, right.
And I also thought it was interesting when Lisa said she didn't trust Tom. I never trusted him.
I think she's saying, like, I trust him to, like, show up to this TV show, but I'm not going to, like,
set up my funeral. Yeah, well, she's like, and even when she said on the show, like, I'm not going to business where somebody gives, like, I own 30% of their company. No way.
Yeah.
Like, she knows exactly who they are.
They wouldn't steal.
And when you watch like the previous seasons too, when like Tom's launching, even like watching Schwartz and Sandy's, Tom Sandoval is all about being the quote unquote like front of house. He wants to be this face.
He wants to wear a costume.
No, but Tom Schwartz is actually doing the work. He's like passing apps out. Right. He's trying to get feedback.
Batching drinks.
He's going in to go water his plants. Like, he wants to kind of learn about the business, where Sandoval's like, hey, I figured out a way to make an ice cube shot glass.
Right, right.
It's going to be sick, especially when I pop up from under the ground with the smoke.
He has the aesthetic.
Like, I'm ashamed of myself. I won't publicly.
For liking him.
First and foremost, I'd like to apologize to the jurors. I am not a victim. but I'm a victim of Tom Sandoval and that freaking mustache.
You like it?
I don't anymore.
Okay.
He's a villain now.
Yeah.
Raquel's in her villain era. Who do you blame more? Raquel?
Okay. I always get mad when people blame, like, Raquel. Raquel's single. You know what I mean? I to me, it's Tom, but
I'm pissed at Raquel for what she did to her friend.
Exactly. They were
Tom blew up a life. Like, Tom. And the annoying part is that Raquel's going to get way more hate than Sandoval is. And it's like, first off,
about that, though. Guys, Sandoval, Raquel, take our advice. Go to Vegas.
Get married.
You have to, like, wrap this thing up, move in together, at least fake it for like 2 years.
Yeah. Right off into the sunset, even though Tom can't. He's like I'm like, what is like the game plan here? I'm just so curious.
I don't think they were thinking very clearly.
I want to be in the group chat.
It has to be fun to have an affair. That's what they do it for. It's thrill. It's exciting.
Tom was on his high horse.
Yeah,
he had shorts and sandies. He had the most extras. Him and Tom are the stars of the show at this point.
Right.
Like, he's riding high.
Yeah.
He is riding high. And now,
did you like predict this, that he would eventually become the villain?
Well, I just always say, like be the hero or live long enough to die the villain, you know?
Yes.
Or die the hero, live long enough to be the villain.
Yeah.
And by golly, he did it.
You guys, we're going to record another podcast for March Madness. Mm-hmm. If there's any more updates on this case, we will have. So this leaves us. It's Wednesday night. So we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In 4 days, a lot can happen.
Oh,
so
my God. I'm stressed out about this.
Keep continuing to report on this. And March Madness starts
tomorrow with voting. Thursday with voting of seating your men, which sounds sick, but you know what? Let's get ready to objectify some men.
Hell yeah, baby.
And with that, see you later.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Good day. Bye.
All right. Listen, guys, we ended the podcast. And then, of course, we're like, should we just see if there's anything else that's happened? God damn, these people, they move too freaking fast, okay? So while we recorded, Raquel has revealed to People magazine exclusively.
She's making so much money off this.
She cares for Tom and she doesn't want to label anything or predict what lies ahead. She needs to heal. So let me just read you these quotes. Besides the indefensible circumstances surrounding our relationship, honestly, 5-letter words or less, please. My feelings for Tom have always been sincere and born out of a loving friendship, she tells People exclusively. Knowing how many people we hurt, I need to understand my choices and learn to make better ones. I need to take care of my health, work on self-growth, and take time to be okay with being alone, she continues. I care for Tom and I don't want to label anything or predict what lies ahead. Right now, I need to heal.
It's also like, could you imagine? So she's like 27 or 28 and she had to like go to her parents' house because she
needed her parents to rescue her because she destroyed all of her friendships and a decade-long relationship.
And like People magazine, CNN, and the New York Times are writing about it.
Oh my God, it's so funny too. Katie and Lala are filming tonight too. Queens of Bravo Plus, guys. Katie and Lala's wearing a Send It to Daryl hoodie.
Hell yeah, she is.
They're filming. I mean, it's just kind of like I better.
It's never ending, guys. It's never ending.
I just better hurry the hell up, get this out because we can't take any more updates.
Right.
All right. Okay. And now we'll say bye.
Bye.